Common Knowledge Podcast, just a man doing the best he can with what he got. A lot of folks are asking me, what do I think about the writers and actors strike? Because I am an actor. Like, folks asked me that back in May, like, yo, Marcus, what's your thoughts on the strike? And I didn't talk about it because honestly, I was busy. I had stuff going on in my life and I couldn't take the time to talk about the strike. But I can now. I can now. So I guess I will. As you guys recall, on May the 2nd, 2023, the writers' strike officially began with over 11,000 screenwriters moving to the streets of Hollywood to protest unfair labor contracts. On July 14th, 2023, SAG, that's the Screen Actors Guild, joined the writers on the picket line with both strikes still ongoing. Numerous TV and film productions have been shut down. The strike is still going as of now, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be come to an end pretty soon, if I had to guess. But what does SAG want? Well, SAG want wage increases, better health care, and clearer guidelines around AI. Put a pin in that one. Additionally, SAG actors want to establish rules around expensive and time-consuming COVID-19-born trends like self-auditioning tapes. And let me tell you something, man. Yeah, that was a big thing during COVID. The whole self-audition tape, you got to find a place, shoot your audition tape by yourself, videotape it, edit it, get the lighting right, and then send it to somebody. It's, look, man, it's kind of hard to sell a feeling from a tape. It's kind of hard to feed off of people off a tape. And it's kind of hard to see somebody's winning personality and acting chops on a tape. You can do it, but it's hard, man. So I kind of get trying to get some more rules established for that. You know, back in the day, when people were doing acting gigs, you used to get paid for like your transportation, like even going to the audition, but that stopped. And then when you went to the audition, you know, at least you got the benefit of seeing somebody, but now that stopped. So as an actor, you kind of don't get nothing. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I was filming a movie, a non-union movie, because I'm not part of SAG. I'm SAG eligible, but I'm not part of SAG. But I was filming a movie and I was actually doing audio this July. And the topic of this strike came up between me and the director. What's up, Isaiah? And they asked me what I thought about this. And my honest opinion was, I get why SAG and the writers are striking. And everything they're asking for is reasonable. But they'll never get a goddamn dime. They won't get nothing. Like, I told them, like, this strike is dead in the water, bro. Like, no, you're asking for stuff that you're just not gonna really get. It's dead. I said it. I told everybody on the set, I'm like, bro, they ain't got no leverage. What leverage do the actors have? Okay, we're not going to act. Then you're not getting paid. And the union's pockets ain't that deep to pay actors wages for a whole year if this strike goes on. I said it, man, they ain't got no footing. Some of the concessions that SAG was asking for were great concessions. Like, seriously, but the average American doesn't give a fuck. Like, the image of actors, especially in America, is people who really don't work, who don't do a lot of things, really don't have skills, getting paid a lot of money. Whether that's right or wrong, that's the image we have of actors. All the damn time. Acting is one of those things that everybody thinks they can do. if you go into a crowded room of 100 people or more and you ask who wants to be an actor, I guarantee you at least 65% of the people in the audience raise their hands. But if I bet you ask the same question of 100 people, how many of y'all think y'all can act? It'd probably be 75 people. Like, yeah, I can do it. Because people don't think it takes a skill set, man. Like, people really don't respect acting at all. Everybody think they can do it. It's kind of like rapping. Everybody think they can rap. And to a point, everybody can rap. But can you do it well? That's like acting. With the invention of Tubi and YouTube, everybody think they can do it. Like, oh, man, I'll just get in front of the screen and just do some stuff. But acting natural in front of a camera is a skill. It is a skill that takes a lot of work to hone in on. Dead as. But on the flip side, people think that every actor out here making bank. And if you're not making bank, that's because you're not good. And that's not true, dog. Like, the average actor is broke out here in these streets, man. Like, the top marquee actors, the 1%, top 2%, yeah, they're getting paid. But most actors ain't that, dog. Most actors are online on par with truck drivers, dog. Truck drivers or people working at Walmart. Just gonna be honest, dog. Like, yo, if you work at Walmart, you making like $50,000. That's your average actor, bro. Dead ass. Your average actor is out here doing other stuff, trying to get things popping until they can get some roles that pay. Dead ass, bro. So, in all honesty, this should have got more traction because at its core, this acting strike is really an American strike because this capitalist society we in America is really killing the workers. Dead ass, the average worker wages have been going down. And it's been going up a little bit because of that COVID and workers was like getting paid more to stay home. So now wages are going up a little bit. But there's still a lot of things that the average worker needs help with, bro. They need help with childcare. They need help with healthcare. You get sick in America one good time, and it's over for your savings. Like, you could be a person with relatively good savings. Get sick one time, it's over for you, bro. It's over. You can lose it all if you catch the flu. Dead ass. Being sick one time can end this whole goddamn thing. So I always said, man, like, look, this ain't gonna go nowhere because only thing the studio heads gotta do is just wait these folks out. That's all they gotta do, wait them out. And that's looked like what they did. They waited these folks out, and now, per reports from The Vulture, the other news outlet, the SAG actors are asking the guild to go back and talk to the studio heads to end the strike. And Ray Charles could have saw that coming because the people at the bottom in SAG need to start working. Your top SAG actors, everybody who's been the face of this, your Fran Dreschers, your Tom Cruises, your Robert De Niro's, they gonna be okay, dog. They gonna be okay. It's your Chris Pattersons, the actors you don't know about. This is out here struggling, bro. Who got to like toe the line? Who ain't getting no residuals? Like, that was an argument they was making for in a negotiation. Like, yo, they need more residuals, especially from Netflix and streaming agencies. And that's true, dog. Let me tell you something. I got products on Netflix right now. Like, as we speak, I got products on Netflix. And them residual checks are small as hell, bro. Probably, you know, they're non-existent. But that's where I think the fundamental flaw at this whole thing was. Like, you're gonna have to really talk to Netflix about, like, giving more money because that's where everything is going. I put it like this, man. Everybody is working off a business model that is no longer favorable for anybody in the business. Like, you, it's pretty much over for studios. Like, these big studios, they're always going to be around, but it's over for these folks. What's happening to the acting business is what happened to the music business around the late 90s, early 2000s. And let me explain. What happened to the music business in the early 90s and 2000s was there was an influx of technology. Technology got cheaper. People could get their own recording equipment for relatively cheap prices, make their own home studios. And then you had platforms like YouTube and CD Baby that could put you out on these platforms for a relatively cheap price. And that made it like so that anybody could put out an album. Like, people always ask, how did music get so whack? No, music, there's always been whack musicians out there, but they just couldn't afford to put out music. You had to be like dead ass serious to put out an album back in like in the early 90s. You had to literally pay money, pay that $55 an hour, go to the studio, then get it mastered, then get it pressed on CDs, get the master copy before you get it pressed on CDs, take that master, and then find a distributor to press that out. And then you want to get in stores, you had to either get on consignment or you had to go through a distributor, then pay the distributor, and then cut out a deal with him and give them a cut. But when all these DSPs came up, it was just easy, though. Like, yo, Pandora made it so, hey, man, just pay CD Baby that $59, put your album out, and bam, there you go. You on Pandora and YouTube and Spotify. That's what's happening to the movie business now. Dead ass. It's to the point that you can just get you a nice Sony A7 camera for around $2,500. Shoot you a script. I'm sorry, get a script together, shoot you a little pilot, and damn near get on one of these streaming sites. That's what it is now, dude. Technology. Like, the need for having all these cameras. And this, look, man, there's something to be said about quality, right? You getting a Red and a kimono and shooting some stuff is going to look better than me shooting it on my iPhone. However, I can shoot something comparable on my iPhone or something passable. Like, you got to think about it, dog. These new iPhones are shooting 4K. That's pretty damn good, bro. Dead ass. And when the last strike happened, you saw an influx of reality TV, and that made it so that, like, look, bro, reality TV was the worst thing that ever happened to this medium of production, because it really takes nothing for reality TV. Just a couple producers to coach the people to act stupid on camera, and y'all gonna watch it. Shout out to Cops. That's the format of Cops. So it was always going to happen, man. Technology caught up to the movie business. And then the platforms. You saw people on social media, man, just putting out their own content, their own series. You know? The Screen Actors Guild is fighting the studios, which they should. And the contracts were unfair, honestly. And they weren't getting paid as much as they should be. But honestly, the money ain't there no more, dog. The money now is really independently in these streaming sites. The money is at Netflix. So all y'all need to be like picking the Netflix. Cause I want to say this. I'm gonna go and say this, dog. Full disclosure. I have most of my stock portfolio into Disney. And the reason why I picked Disney to put a lot of my money into is because Disney has a diverse array of IP. Like, they got the Disney vaults that are always going to make money. They have Disney Plus, a streaming site that's losing money, but they also have parks and other like assets that'll make them valuable forever. Like, if things get too hard, Disney always sell off ESPN or ABC or that chunk of Hulu and make that money back, cut the fat, and get them stock prices up. So I never see Disney falling under like $70. I can only see Disney going up. So that's why I put a lot of my money into Disney. But Disney's downfall was actually getting into streaming, right? Because everybody wanted that damn Netflix money. Like Netflix was the big player. Nobody saw that coming because everybody was like, man, TV, dog, like the gravy train is headed nowhere. The gravy train shows no signs of stopping. TV is going to be around forever. But then Netflix came in and disrupted the whole thing by doing online streaming. You know, kill Blockbuster and a couple other these things that need to be out the way anyway. But they innovated in such a way and they made all this money because they was the first one to actually make TV more convenient. You know, you can go on Netflix and watch what you wanted on demand, pay a price, didn't have to see those commercials. You can save like 20 days a year not watching commercials and get to your content, stop it, pause when you want to. It was great. But that was also the beginning of the end of this format of paying actors that they're fighting for right now. Like, the studio heads really ain't gonna have that much money no more, dude. They're not. I'm saying that to say this. The money ain't there anymore. Like, they still can make movies and maybe, like, quote unquote, give deals and back people. But the money's going to be in, yo, all these independent films. Because, look, the dirty secret is Netflix can survive without Hollywood production. They can. They can get, like, movie production from other countries. They can go to Japan and get a whole bunch of anime. You saw how the Squid Games got the popping. They can go to England and they can go to France and get movies. And then they can just buy a lot of these independent films from independent artists and filmmakers here in America and put it on there. Dead ass. So SAG asking for more money from them, I'm like, bro, you need to be going to Netflix. Right? Now, a lot of these giants saw how Netflix got things popping, and now they're trying to do the same thing. But to be honest with you, man, the game is oversaturated, and people tend to go with the original one first. Like, shout out to Paramount Plus growing their membership base, but ain't nobody looking for Paramount Plus, dog. It wasn't nobody asking for that, dog. Nobody wanted the Paramount Plus. Like, the first major streaming site I can remember was Hulu in America, right? But the fundamental flaw of Hulu was that you had ads, and then you had to pay extra for the ad-free one. Netflix came along, was just straight up ad-free from the beginning at a reasonable price, and now they added a lower ad tier for like $5. So, I mean, bruh, it's just too much in the game. It's oversaturated. Which leads to the AI part of this argument. Look, guys, you're not going to stop AI. You're not. You're just not going to stop technology. Them biscuits ain't popping back in the can, dog. Trying to get studios not to use AI was never going to work. The move would have always been to try to get more regulation on AI. So what do you mean, Marcus? Well, let me tell you what I mean. Much like when I produce music, I gotta clear samples. If I don't clear samples, guess what? I get sued. Somebody comes at me, I get a copyright claim, and they take my money. That should have been the move from SAG, not to come after the studios to try to regulate AI, well, stop using AI. It should have been to regulate AI and make it so that anybody who uses your name, image, or likeness has to pay you forever in perpetuity. And I think they did kind of ask for something like that, but it needs to be clear, dog, that if you use my image in an AI generator for extra, every time you use my image, I need residuals from that. And in order to do that, you're going to need something like BMI or ASCAP, which are these agencies that collect all your royalties from your song. You're going to need an AI version of that, of BMI and ASCAP, where if they use my image and my likeness should be connected to that number, whatever that number is in that registry. And if somebody pulls that up from a Getty Images or from the web or something like that, that should automatically ding and I should get royalties from that. Much like my music. When the radio station plays my music or Spotify plays my music, I get a small piece of money. Little piece, not a lot. It's very little, but I still get paid off that. That has to be the format with AI. And that needs to be specifically stated by SAG. Matter of fact, that's something that SAG and the damn studio needs to get together and go after these tech giants about. Like, that's something that I just feel like the Screen Actors Guild went after the usual suspect, but had it been more planned out, I think the writers, the actors, and the studio heads should have been taking on big tech. That would have been the move, dog. Like, y'all fighting against each other. Meanwhile, big tech is like, yes, let them destroy themselves while I reap all the benefits. Because TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Netflix, Spotify, bro, these folks don't care about this. They don't care. Because they know that no matter what, folks gonna go to their platforms. Matter of fact, YouTube got people making free content in hopes of getting famous. And then if you get some godly amount of hours watched, they'll give you pennies on the dollars. Get 1,000 subscribers and over 1,000 hours of watch time, and then we'll let you buy it. Like, bruh, it's over, dog. That's what all three of those agencies should have been going for. Dead ass. Because I did a podcast on this, and I didn't put it out, but most of y'all don't know what AI is. When you say AI, you think of this big Skynet sentient being, and that's not what AI is. AI, in most cases, is just an LLM, a large language model. And what that is doing is scraping data off the internet from your Googles and whatnots and putting everything together that you asked for into this package and learning and regurgitating it back. Like, it's basically a better search engine, right? That's what AI is at the point it is now. It ain't anything living or breathing. It has to scrape its data from some point. And what it's scraping its data from, it could be you, could be me, could be the major thing popping, whatever it is, dude. That's what everybody should have been going after. You need to put tight regulation on AI and these LLMs to know where they're scraping the data from. If you scrape any data from the Common Knowledge Podcast, I need something off that, dog. If you steal my vocal tone, if you put in the LLM, hey man, give me a song based on DJ L-Space vocal tone. DJ L-Space need to get money. You see that happening with the fake Drake song. Like, everybody doing this AI Drake song because these large language models have enough data to scrape with Drake to put out a song. You think the studios ain't going to use that? You know how much money they can save, bruh? Them biscuits ain't getting back in the can. And all that is why I said they doomed. They doomed, bro. Like, yo, it's over, bro. I think the move for actors and writers is to start making your own production. Dead ass, man. The move is to get your own production companies, get your own library, get your own content, and put it out there. There is something to be said about big budget films. I love them. And sometimes for some films, you're going to need a major budget. But I think you kind of got to work it like the independent music game now. Get your squad together. Get you a budget. Save up. Make a movie. And then shop that movie. That's the move. But I guarantee to you, man, this strike won't last. past October, if that long. But by October, they will be a deal, and these actors are going to get the short end of the stick. They're going to get screwed because, to tell the truth, they never had any damn leverage, and the focus was on the wrong enemy. The focus really should have been on the back end. But in order to get regulation about AI, you're going to have to get Congress involved, and they too busy doing other ish. So, as an actor and a writer, by the way, I'm writing a lot of movies recently, but as a writer and an actor, bruh, I saw this shit being doomed, bruh. And when I said that, a lot of people were like, man, Spade, no, aren't you siding with the actors? Yeah, man, I'm siding with the actors, but the average American don't give a damn about actors, bruh. Like, it's hard to pivot. Okay, actually, it's not. The pivot should have been to make this a labor thing, like dead ass, because the average American could have related to, like, somebody not getting paid that much. But once again, acting is one of those jobs everybody think is fun. Like, they don't know the slog it is to act and do production. People don't know about that. But if you would have framed it as, I don't know, maybe they did try to do that. But I think it could have been framed better. It should have been framed more about the decline of the middle class in America, right? But once again, it's kind of hard for a truck driver to relate to an actor. But believe me when I say this, guys, most actors aren't getting paid as much as truck drivers. I promise you, bro. But hey, that's my thoughts on it. This shit was always doomed.